In your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Dear Lord our God, divine physician and healer of the sick, we turn to you at this difficult time and put into your merciful hands all who are sick, all who are quarantined. We now quietly in prayer tell you of those in our own lives who need your special help at this time. We especially lift up to you Joan Gilbert, who is in her 90s. She's recovering from a very serious fall in France. We also lift up to you the family and friends of those who have died as a result of this virus, especially the family and friends of Jingjing. Bring comfort and peace in this very painful time. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Lord our God, we pray for our loved ones who are in lockdown. We entrust them to your loving, protecting hands, in certain knowledge that they will be safe, and your grace and mercy will help them at this very frightening time. Dear Lord God, who has said our gracious sovereign Queen Elizabeth, receive our heartfelt thanks for her service to her people. Confirm and encourage her and the ministers of her government. We also ask that you empower all leaders of all nations with your heavenly wisdom and guidance as they make important life-saving decisions at this very difficult and uncertain time. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Lord God, help each of our families with whatever difficulties they may be facing at this time. Help us all to be strong, loving, and forgiving as you are to us. Help us to rest our problems with you. You are our shepherd. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, we all have friends who are suffering because of lockdown. We particularly pray for Mandy, whose hotel had to close because of the measures against the COVID-19 and the health problems she is now suffering as a result. And we lift up the many others who are suffering financial losses with businesses closing. We also bring before you Edwin, whose birthday it is today, Daphne and their family, praying for their health and for the future. We pray a multitude of your mercies on those suffering. Look with love upon all who turn to you. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we thank you for our chaplain Andrew, who brought us your word. We pray for his family and all the ESC team leaders and church family. We ask you in the name of your beloved son to give them all your grace, guidance, strength in the ministry here in Bellevue. Dear Lord our God, we have heard this evening, when we come to you, you give us comfort and refreshment for our souls. You are our good shepherd. Bring your teachings to our hearts through the prayer of your Holy Spirit, that we may receive your comfort and give comfort to others, because we have been comforted by you. Dear Lord, we now end these prayers as we began them, saying, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, have mercy on us in these uncertain times. You take away the sin of the world. Receive these prayers. You and the Father and the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gathering together our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior has taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.